在线英语听力室 ,tinroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is What a Slacker. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States.And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this summer, I will bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. What a slacker! Hello there, pod listeners. I hope your summer is going really well so far. I realize that I have slacked off this week when it comes to podcasting. The summer bug has bitten me, and I have been having too much fun to sit down and work at a computer.To slack off means to become lazy or not to do your job properly. And we talk about being bitten by a certain bug when we mean that we become enthused by an activity. For example, the baking bug has bitten me. I bake every day. Or, the tennis bug has bitten me. All I want to do is watch the matches on television.So it is with me. There's the good weather, the baseball, the gardening, etc., etc. So I have officially slacked off this week. However, I'm back in gear again. That's another expression which means to be ready and prepared. To give you all some more podcasts. The thing about slacking off is that it is not satisfying in the end. When you knowthat you should do something, but don't do it, it's hard to enjoy everything else. My children were watching an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants the other day that showed him slacking off and being miserable because of it. He had to write an essay for his boating class. He procrastinated and procrastinated so much that his time ran out and he got into a big panic.For some reason, he occupied himself at home with all sorts of activities and chores, even things that he normally wouldn't do, instead of writing his essay. He exercised, cleaned the house until every square inch shone, and did all kinds of unnecessary, silly things just to avoid his essay. Well, I remember those days in college when I would have an essay to write,And for some reason, it would become a painful process of procrastinating. Finally, I would get on with it and feel much better about myself once it was finished. Podcasting, though, is much more satisfying than writing an essay, because I know that my international friends will be listening.Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. To slack off. I'm not surprised that he didn't do well in his exam. He slacked off and didn't study. I'm not surprised that he didn't do well in his exam. He slacked off and didn't study. To be in gear. We are prepared and in gear.To take part in the sailing race. We are prepared and in gear to take part in the sailing race. To procrastinate. You must get on with the job and stop procrastinating. You must get on with the job and stop procrastinating. A chore. I have lots of chores to do. The laundry needs to be done.And then I must mop the floors. I have lots of chores to do. The laundry needs to be done, and then I must mop the floors. That's it for this Friday. Thanks again for listening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. And I promise to email you back. I love to hear from you. Any questions and comments? And also the text and grammar notes are available at acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and the app is in iTunes. So have a great weekend. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.